Within this taxonomy, any variable in any study has one of eight roles. I'm always happy when I can bring it down to 7 plus or minus 2. Maybe it's the IV. Maybe it's the DV. And when it's an IV, we have to think about whether we're going to have causal interpretation or not. When somebody says IV, do they mean a truly independent variable that was formed by random assignment and manipulation and then held in place by procedure? Or is it, you know, the categorical variable that we use to sort people on? A independent variable has to be a variable, but might be measured or manipulated. Remember when we started here a long time ago? Everything is either measured or manipulated, and everything is either a variable or a constant. It starts there again. Because to be an independent variable, it has to be a variable, but because we use the word independent squirrelly, it might be measured or might be manipulated, and you sure as hell want to know right away. The dependent variable better be a variable, and it better be measured. Remember, we don't actually manipulate the dependent variable. We manipulate the independent variable with the intent that it causes the dependent variable. That's not direct manipulation. Think how much simpler our rule would be if we assigned dependent variable scores to everybody. Our hypotheses would always be right. It would be grand. In terms of initial equivalence of measured subject variables, every measured subject variable is either a constant, a control variable, or a confounding variable. And in terms of ongoing equivalence, every manipulated or procedural variable, in other words, everything that's not a property of the person is a property of the procedure. There's nothing left over. If the researcher didn't control something, it's still a procedural variable and probably a confound. And so this is where we want to get to. And so it starts with identifying each variable that comes along as one of these four. Then we figure out what design we have. Because remember, we have this non-straight line that matters to us. Everything above the blue line has a possibility of causal interpretation. Everything below the blue line does not. And so as soon as we get our variables in place, the next thing we have to worry about is, what kind of design do we have? Those two things together give us this. Now, to try and beat this in a little more, I offer a script. This script is based on having several hundred veteran professional researchers read research articles and do things that are very much like what you're going to see on the homework for today and this part of the quiz, which is simply go through, read a story problem, I pick a variable, and I listen to them tell me the role of the variable in the study. And so from all of that, doing some really cool qualitative research, this is a script that teaches pretty quickly and works really well. Not everybody ends up with exactly this script, but it is a fine place to start. Is the target variable measured or manipulated? Is the target variable the IV? If it is, you've identified the IV. You're done. Is it the DV? If it is, you've identified the DV. You're done. Everything else is trying to decide among these six. Is the target variable reasonably a constant? I mean in that story problem. If I'm talking about first graders, then age measured in years might be pretty close. But close is still a variable. Close to a constant is still a variable. And any variable can be different between IV conditions and cause a confound. All right, so is it reasonably a constant? Is the target variable a matching or a yoking variable? See, if it's reasonably a constant, you're done. It's a constant. Constant can't be a confound. you need to know whether it's, if you already decide it was measured, then it's a measured subject variable constant. If you already decide it's manipulated, then it's a manipulated procedural variable constant. All right? If it's a matching or yoking variable, that matching gives us control. You can't match a constant. Right? There's no reason to match on a constant. You match on variables. And so if you've matched on a variable, you've got a control variable if the variable you matched on was measured. You've got a manipulated control variable if the variable you matched on was procedural up here. So is it reasonably a constant? Constants are relatively easy to identify. You're done quickly. Was it a yoking variable or a matching variable? You're pretty much done. Now, we've got to go back to the consideration of the research design and ask, based on the research design, was there proper random assignment or counterbalancing? If there was, then that variable is controlled by that random assignment or that counterbalancing. If the answer to, is it a constant, is it a matching variable, is there random assignment, are all no, you've got a confound. Confounds are typically identified by exclusion. And once you've identified a confound, you go back to your first decision, and if it's a measured variable, it's an initial equivalence confound. If it's a manipulated variable, it's an ongoing equivalence confound. So the way that we're going to practice this and the way that we're going to assess this is using this. Come on now. Oh, I see. As a response set. Okay? Now, the annoying thing about this is you have to learn how to use it properly, because we're trying to make the point that certain things happen in combination. So let's review this some more and use this to build up to being able to express those eight options within this weird little response category set. And the reason I use this is because these two things together tend to seal this in pretty well. Different people use different scripts. In fact, I believe one of the study questions, one of the essay questions is, what script do you like? Because one of the things that the nice people who have done so much work with metacognition tell us is that people who are able to articulate their scripts can use those scripts better. You don't have to use my script. I like my script. I've got a lot of research in on my script, but most of the research on my script is, does it teach quickly and well? Not, is it the ultimate final thing for the biggest of bears to use when solving all the problems of the real world? Ran into an absolute nightmare when we were working with NASA researchers, because engineers think about everything differently than behavioral scientists. It was awesome. All right.